Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
And I am here with my friend John Lunger.
And as always, we're here rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia, one page at a time, off the top of our heads, in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form. Glenn, we lost last week.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it.
I don't either. Wikipedia's catching up. Our official score, according to the post-it note under my computer, is we've won 15. Wikipedia's won 13. We've had gentlemanly draws on 6 occasions. We've done a lot of these episodes.
Yeah, we, counting like little buddies, we're in our mid-40s.
We got to be like catching up to Wikipedia.
We're probably almost done.
Because like how many pages are there?
Like 100 probably.
Probs. I never actually bothered to look into it. Do you have a Wikipedia page? You've done some stuff.
For me personally, yeah. I don't. I mentioned as a source.
Oh, that's right. On that movie, yeah.
On a few. The movie I made has one. I don't remember if it has one or it might be mentioned in the one for my town, because we shot a lot of it there. I mentioned on Wikipedia. I would somebody make me one. Like, there's enough press
like
releases with my name on it. That
you have enough cred. You've done enough things that
I've
you
been
could probably
on television.
Make one. I could stumble through one, but it would probably feel desperate for me.
Right.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
eat it,
boy.
Eat it, nerd.
I'm
going to
force feed you some
you
cake.
You don't have enough.
You motherfucker.
Street cred for this pedia.
For this pedia where you can put literally anything you want on it.
Somebody make me a Wikipedia page. I was on Cozy TV in 2015. I wrote for Geekosystem and the Mary Sue and Laughing Squid and in the background of some television shows. Yeah, I made a comedy album that did well. I have a record label.
You're a regular mogul.
I have this show.
You're like Diddy.
I'm a regular Diddy.
Yeah, you're like Glenn Diddy.
That's what I'm the
Glenn Diddy, Glenn Ross.
I'm the Diddy of Western New Jersey.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
That's what everybody's true. Saying out there on the streets.
The kids on the streets?
All them kids.
On their Razor scooters and whatnot.
They're scooting around.
Scooting around going, you hear about Glenn Diddy? Glenn like, Diddy dropped a sweet new pod.
Yeah. He loves it.
Huh.
I do. I got this. I got Would You Smash It?
How's that going?
It's fun.
I don't listen.
I don't listen to this one.
Oh, man.
Even though I'm in the room actively listening to it right now and then I'm going to edit it later and then put it up and then listen to it a third time to make sure that
here's the thing. I stopped playing video games before the first Smash Brothers came out, so like I didn't get up on that, and then I tried to play it once at a friend's house and I'm like, wow, you were really into this and it's not fun for me to try to play against you.
I had the
not
same
fun
experience
for you playing
against me. Where not to turn this into a pitch for my other show, but Dan Van Winkle, my co-host, was that like he had the first one. He got very good at it. It was not fun to play him. So I'm like, oh, I don't need to ever bother with this. But I bought the newest one because I thought my daughter would like it because it's cartoons punching each other.
Right. Which, what's not to love?
So the dynamic of the show is each week we each propose a new character for the game because they're constantly adding new characters.
Oh, okay.
And Dan is bringing like well thought out ones that like could legitimate, like if any of the ones Dan has suggested get announced as like in the next DLC pack, you'd be like, oh yeah, that one makes sense. And then mine are like Count Chocula and Alf. So
right. I mean, that sounds like I can get on board with that. Not playing the game, I understand that it is a game where cartoons punch each other. I feel like that might be enjoyable.
Dan is much more experienced with the actual game, and I have much more experience making dumb suggestions.
Oh, that's where you and I have some common ground, friend. Hence this podcast.
Speaking of dumb suggestions.
Yeah, what do we got? You threw it out on Twitter this week.
I threw it out on Twitter this week, and former guest of the show, Aaliyah Brown, hit me with Hubble Telescope.
Oh, dang.
Which I feel like is a personal attack because I've written about space professionally, and I should know more about the Hubble telescope than we are probably about to find out that I actually know.
Right. But I mean, challenge accepted, right? We're gonna do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I do feel like
Hubble was one of my daughter's first words.
Really?
Yeah, because we have an Apple TV, and it has like a screensaver, and you could set it to different things, and I set it to a collection of images from the Hubble telescope.
Yeah.
And she would call them Hubbles, because she wanted to look at the Hubbles, because she didn't understand.
Huh, that's fun.
The context of the word.
Not going to be on this Wikipedia page, though. Adorable.
Adorable story about my daughter? Yeah. Probably not. Unless I mentioned it in like a Laughing Squid article. My editor would have cut it out of my Laughing Squid article.
Stop dropping your past jobs. No, I got to get that Wikipedia page.
Flesh out my Wikipedia page.
Oh God.
Amelia's name appears on a file that was sent to Mars with the Maven spacecraft.
Cool.
So the Hubble telescope,
named after
Edwin Hubble.
Who was a...
astronomer.
In the...
He was born... ooh, probably...
just give me a century, dude.
19th for sure. Born great. In the 19th century. Late 19th century.
What are his greatest hits?
The...
Jupiter.
Getting the telescope named after him was a big one. What his accomplishments as an astronomer?
Yeah, his greatest hits. Why did he get the Hubble telescope named after him?
Oh, man, that's a great question. No, Jupiter's been... we knew about that one for a long time because it's a big one.
What about Uranus?
Also pretty big. We also probably knew about that bitch for a long time. He wasn't the dude who discovered Pluto. It's not a Hubble comet. I mean, the Hubble...
did he just have, like, a really nice telescope?
I think if we're keeping it like, well, why are we naming this thing after this person?
That's what I asked.
So the Hubble looks deep into space.
Fisting a bitch. I think elbow deep into space.
He probably observed, like, more distant
things.
Distant things, or came up with a way to observe more distant things.
Okay.
Like, he might have... I want to say he was born like 1890.
Great.
So he would have been alive in like early, like, hey, we can, like, he was probably alive for Sputnik.
Oh, dang.
Which was 50.
That must have been a trip for him, right?
Three.
Right. Like, it'll be cool for us when we're like, oh, man, I saw the Terminator movies and now I'm living in that hellscape. Wow, this is neat.
Yeah. He's like, oh, wouldn't it be great if we could send stuff into space? And then when he's like in his 60s, we're sending stuff to space. He's like, God damn, I was right. It's great. Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're going to be like, oh, man, it's going to be crazy when we have to shoot Keurig coffee makers to stay alive in the battle against the machines. And then one of us is going to get shot by a used espresso pod, die in the other one's arms.
So I think he was involved in early observances of like distant
nebulas
and
there's not going to be a lot of him on this page. Right?
No, like, it'll mention that it's named after him.
Right. So like, let's get on the John,
like,
itself.
It might mention like if he's got a big hit in him, like give a brief explanation of why it's named after him.
I think you did a nice, concise job of doing
that. So the telescope itself launched in 19... I was alive.
Well, don't worry about the launch part. Just let that stew. Let's talk about other parts of it. Yeah,
I was alive, but I don't remember it.
It looks like a paper towel roll with Lego flying solar panel wings attached.
Sure. It's got solar panels for power.
Great way to power something you're going to put in orbit because it got access to
that sun.
Uranium's
pretty good, too. But it's got them panels. Like, people have seen it. Like, if you think of
space telescope,
if you ask 100 people to draw what you think a space telescope looks like, the majority are going to draw something Hubble-like. Like, it does. It's a big tube. It's a telescope. It's not like a lens, as people think of it. It's a curved mirror, which when they shot it into space and turned it on, didn't work right. And they're like, shit, because it was really expensive.
Right.
And everything was coming back blurry. And they're like, we really beefed it, didn't we?
That's why it's important to not lie to your optometrist when you're reading the letters.
Oh, my God. I get that's one of the most stressful things in my life is getting that robot mask.
Like the better or worse?
Better. Where I'm like, go back. I need to be 100% sure. Because, you know, you're a glasses boy, too.
That's true.
I need them all the time to see.
Right.
It's not like my wife has glasses that she wears sometimes. Like she wears them to read.
Must be fucking nice.
She can, like, I need these bad boys all the time. So the thought that like I could mess it up and get the wrong pair and it's my fault, it's a lot of anxiety.
We should pitch Jordan Peele on that as an episode of his new Twilight Zone season
two. Just you and me in the optometrist's office. You can play my optometrist.
Yeah.
And I'm in the chair just sweating it out.
Oh, so good. And I am obviously evil, but to what extent we don't know.
Like Marathon Man style?
Don't know the reference, but sure.
So it's the Dustin Hoffman movie where the famous line, "Is it safe?" comes from. So Dustin Hoffman.
You were going to say Dennis Hopper.
I was. So Dustin Hoffman is like in a dentist chair.
Okay.
And this dentist is just keeps asking him if it's safe. And he's like doing weird dental torture on him. But Hoffman doesn't know what he's talking about. So like he can't really answer. So it's. So you could be that. But my optometrist would be like.
Sure.
Number one. Number two. And, like, those are your lines. That's all you have to work with.
Okay. I can work with that. I mean, I feel that's what this episode is, too.
Yeah.
And it you're just rambling on about space nerd crap. Space and I'm like, nerd crap. Great.
So when the Hubble launched, it didn't work right. And so there's motors to adjust where it's pointing and mirror and things. And they fixed it a bit with that. But I think it required a separate mission to, like, get in there and really fix
really,
it up.
Really tinker around.
I
believe that's the original pitch to 2008's Iron Man.
He's got to go fix the Hubble.
It was the original one. They didn't make it. What they did was much better, but yeah.
Isn't that in Gravity? I didn't see it because it's...
I didn't see Gravity.
My biggest anxiety that I deal with in my life is getting my glasses prescription wrong, but like hypothetically... being trapped in space is up there.
Oh, yeah? So did you watch The Martian? Like, that would be, like, the manifestation of that fear.
I saw The Martian. I didn't see Gravity because they're in space. Like, The Martian, he's on Mars. And, right. I didn't know a lot about it other than, like, it's about how this guy survives on Mars. So I'm like, all right, so he's surviving. So
okay.
It's not how Sandra Bullock might float to death.
Okay.
I don't know if she does. I think somebody dies in the movie. I don't remember. But I think they jump from...
I think it's Fredo.
I think they jump from this... like a thing I heard about it was they like jump from the space shuttle to the Hubble. Which is bananas. Like, no, they didn't.
Why?
Because they're far apart. And to nail that jump, like, you just... So there's a part in The Martian where he does like the cartoon thing of like poking a hole in the raft to like go across the water very fast with his spacesuit to like, so he's trying to jump from a thing to the spaceship that's there to rescue him. I'm sorry if I'm spoiling The Martian.
No, I've seen it already. So I quite frankly, I don't care.
I have pretty firm views on the spoiler windows and we're well past it for The Martian. So
right.
I don't email us.
No, please do. Give us suggestions.
He has to like Looney Tunes it. And I don't think it's been a while since I've seen it. I don't think it goes well, but like it sort of works a little bit.
Yeah, it sort of works a little bit.
So like the idea of jumping from one, because you have no control once you jump, basically.
Right. It's all
like,
physics at that point. That
you're
based
doing
on...
math first and then you're locked in. So the thought that they're going to like wing it and they're like miles apart. There's no way. I think that might have been one.
Glenn.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's complaints about the movie.
Glenn. Life finds a way.
I mean, apparently Sandra Bullock finds a way in Gravity, but I didn't see it because I would like. That's why I don't watch videos of like people free climbing tall buildings.
Sure. I mean, that's why I don't follow Neil deGrasse Tyson on Twitter, because he's too a little stressful. Bitch when it comes to movies.
He is. But yeah, I don't like that whole. I have a friend whose mom's a nurse, and we were watching some doctor TV show, and they called stitches stitches, and she's like, no doctor would ever say, he would call them sutures. I'm like, yeah, but the people watching it know what stitches are. So if they say stitches, the audience understands what's going on. Like when, if like a young woman throws up in a wastebasket at work, she's pregnant in a TV or movie.
Right.
And everyone's like, that's not, that's only like a small percent. Yeah, but. We all know what that means. Like, that's why it's in there, to signal to you, the audience member, hey, this lady's pregnant and she doesn't know it yet. So frame that with everything else that's about to happen for your enjoyment of the story.
Can I confess something to you?
Hit me.
I kind of zoned out there and I actually forget what we're talking about.
We're talking about the Hubble telescope.
Oh, that's why. That explains
I would get mad at you if I didn't definitely do that a couple of times last week for chocolate cake.
Well, I mean, I get it now. I get it. I was mad at you for not liking cake. It makes sense that you're tuned out. I give two shits about the Hubble telescope. So, yeah, no, I understand.
I mean, it does very important work. How dare you? I'm still trying to pick a launch year.
19-something.
It was in the 90s. I was alive. I don't have vivid memory of it.
So earlier 90s then, probably. Because you've always liked space, right?
Yeah.
So you would remember
so
this.
So my grandparents, when they retired, they moved to Florida, like grandparents do. And we would go to visit them.
You know, actually, a very small percentage of grandparents actually do that.
And, well, half of mine, 50% of my grandparents did. And whenever like we would go down to visit, all my siblings were like, oh, so we're going to go to Disney, right? And I'm like, or we can go to NASA. And we went to NASA a couple times. I was down there for a shuttle launch, and it kept getting delayed, as shuttle launches do, because putting stuff in space is hard.
Right. And also Florida, not great weather.
Yeah. So it kept getting delayed, and I was like, I was losing my mind as like a little 8-year-old or whatever. I don't remember the year. Have like I don't want to have come all this way and not see this thing go into
space. I did the Cape Canaveral thing as a kid. My brother was really into it. I think I probably hated it, but like
I feel like all of my siblings were furious with me.
Oh, no doubt. Probably still to this day they hold that against you.
Yeah, or probably not all of them, because I don't think Mark and Keith would have been alive or would have been babies and just like
right
wouldn't know. But definitely my older brother is just annoyed that he's not on Pirates of the Caribbean, because he's got
a... I'm thinking this is like 90, 91, 92, that range kind of a thing. Because any later, you're going to remember, I think, a lot more than...
Yeah. Like, I have memories of being at Cape Canaveral, but not vivid ones. But also, as we've mentioned time and time again, my brain's bad. I don't remember a lot of things.
It's true. Do you remember Challenger exploding?
It's
one of my
earliest
memories.
I remember that it happened, but I didn't. It wasn't like you hear stories of like, oh, they wheeled a TV into the classroom and we all watched it and then it blew up. Like,
I remember it because we had to leave to pick my brother up at like kindergarten or what, something like that. It was one of my earliest memories of watching that on the TV and not understanding the significance of it, but my parents being like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I don't remember the year.
Well, that's good, because it's not going to be on this page.
Yeah.
So we're going to say 91. We'll split the difference of those 3 years. Yeah. 91. Launched
we'll
in
go 91.
So we, famous failures, mission to save it. What's its primary objective besides looking far in space? Like,
so
is there, was
the
there
advantage
a
of a space telescope versus a telescope here on Earth is we got a big old atmosphere messing everything up.
It's only worse since we got all industrial and we're messing up that atmosphere even more.
So all the Glenn Tickle super fans out there know why the sky is blue, because there's a joke about it on my album where I give the explanation of, it's called Raleigh scattering, light refracts through the atmosphere. So that is problematic when you're using a telescope, because you have the lens of the telescope, but then you also have sort of the lens of an atmosphere. So if you can get away from that and away from light pollution and you're just out in space, you get a much clearer picture and you can see much further. So that's the main benefit of Hubble, and it's going to be replaced by the James Webb Telescope, I think is the next,
so the
next
Hubble,
big thing.
The Hubble Telescope is the IMAX theater.
Yeah, like it's the, you know, the 4K Ultra HD. I forget the actual resolution, but it's bananas.
Okay.
And because you can also do like crazy long exposure. So the motors also allow it to do like crazy long exposures on one area, because as it orbits, it can like turn just enough to keep the thing.
Sure. Did the Hubble play a role in that black hole photo that just came out?
You know, I gotta assume. But I don't know. I saw the photo, and then I didn't, since it's not my job to write up cool space news anymore, I didn't like do the research on it. I would have.
Well, in the a lot past. Of fucking good it's doing us right now, Glenn.
But I would have to assume, because there's only a few, there's a few telescopes on Earth that can see pretty deep into space, but again, like problematic because of light. There's one on Hawaii that's pretty good, and they're talking about putting another one there, but then people are fighting it because they don't want to like mess up the local area. But okay. Where else are you going to put it? Space is important, everybody. Yeah, so launched in 91, we decided. Mm-hmm. So the mission to fix it, let's give it a couple years after that, 98.
It's a NASA property, right?
NASA.
Yeah, I say NASA, sorry. Yeah. NASA. Like, that's important. That'll be on the page, right? It's an American telescope.
Yeah.
What else is going to be on this page? Because we're running out of time. I feel like we need to...
How it works?
Just give me some, like, greatest hits and, like, some facts real quick, because we got to abandon this narrative line of approach here, because... fuck, man. You know a lot about it. We got to just... Quick. Give me the bullet list.
So, like I said, curved mirror, rather... It's not like a lens you think of, like, when you look through a telescope.
There's, like, a little Nikon camera in there that clicks every once in a while. How's that shit work?
No, so it's
Olympus.
You know, I feel like that's gonna be on there. Huh. Whoever did the camera sensor,
probably gonna be
listed. Yeah, I don't know. So, it's got to be some kind of CMOS sensor, because
I trust you that that's a thing.
It would be early digital, but it's not fucking film, so that's the other option.
I think they're GIFs.
Everything would move too slow for like a good GIF.
Yeah,
you could like fake it, and there's a couple things that it's taken pictures of that look like other things. There's one that looks like a minotaur. There's one that looks like
holy
an eagle.
Shit, there's space minotaurs? That's a thing?
It's like a big gas cloud that looks like a minotaur.
Oh, you don't fucking know that. It's a minotaur. That's what I heard.
That's what you heard.
Oh, man. I got to change my whole thoughts on life now. I didn't know there were fucking space
giant
gas
space
minotaurs.
Minotaurs coming to get
Fuck.
You.
Fuck. All right, bring me home, because we're going to step away for a break, and we got to wrap this up.
It's getting replaced by the James Webb Telescope. I mean, not replaced, but the James Webb Telescope will be more powerful and will be like the big shit. Like when the Space Needle went up, and then that the previously tallest building in Seattle that Ben Gibbard song is about. No, like I don't remember the name of it because it's not the tallest building in Seattle anymore. Who cares?
Right.
Like that Hubble will go that way. Like we'll have like, you know, hey, thanks for all the memories, bud, but we got Jimmy Webb up there now.
Yeah, Hubble's going to retire to Florida.
I think they will actually be work. They will be like observing different areas for different reasons. So the Hubble will still be in use. But there's probably a life expectancy on it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, hey, what about that? What about that rover that died that lasted way
Opportunity?
Longer?
Opportunity?
Yeah, that we lasted way longer than it was supposed to.
That was like, it was supposed to be like a year-long mission, and like a decade later, it's like, I'm still going. There's a XKCD comic about it that just breaks my heart. Where like, it might be it's either Opportunity or Curiosity in the comic, but it like keeps talking, but it's not like, it keeps talking about if it does a good enough job, it's going to get to go home.
Aww.
Like, no, buddy, you don't.
All right. Well, that's all we got for Hubble, bud.
That's all we got. We're out of time.
We're out of time. So
I wish I knew more hard facts about
Hubble. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll pull up the official Wikipedia page. We'll see how Glenn did, because let's be honest, I brought nothing to the table here. But, hey, there are giant space gas minotaurs coming to fuck us all, so who gives a shit what I did? All right. We'll be back. Hey, everyone. John Lunger here from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
Also, Glenn Tingle, I'm here, too.
I was going to introduce you, but jump in there. That's fine. We are so excited to talk about a product that we both use, we both love, and quite frankly, it makes our lives better, and we think that you should enjoy some caffeine as well. It's my favorite stimulant, and honestly, it's everywhere. You can get it in coffee. You can get it in soda.
You get it in pills.
Oh, man, yeah. It is available everywhere, and it makes me jittery, and sometimes I can't sleep because of it. But you know what? The other 85% of the time, I'm grateful for it.
I have no problem sleeping. Like, I can drink like a – like, I'm drinking a Diet Coke right now. It's pretty late. I'm not worried about getting to sleep later tonight.
Well, looky here. Glenn Tickle bragging about his constitution.
But I think it's definitely to the point like I need it or I get a migraine. So,
oh yeah.
I know caffeine is a migraine trigger for some people, but you get that withdrawal headache and then that will trigger a migraine. So I'm committed. I don't want that headache. Every day I'll have some caffeine.
Got to poop? Cram some caffeine into your gullet. See if that helps.
Give it a shot. Specifically do coffee. There's some research into the effect of coffee making people poop about exactly what it is.
As a man who drinks a lot of coffee, I can tell you there is a straight line connection between
it doesn't affect everybody, and it's not necessarily the caffeine, but hey, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. You got to dump out, drink a big old cup of coffee.
Caffeine. Want to be like a trucker but not do coke? Caffeine.
Do you just really like diet soda? I do. Caffeine.
Do you want to hang around an all-night diner and try to look like a cute Zach Braff in Garden State talking to Natalie Portman? Caffeine.
Do you professionally perform stand-up comedy, which frequently happens late at night, and then you have to drive home and you don't want to be sleepy? Get some coffee on the way home and then sleep peacefully when you get there, because it doesn't keep you up.
Do mornings make you want to commit homicide? Caffeine will make it a little better.
Man, I'm not a morning dude at all, and I gotta get my kid to school at 8 a.m. during the week, and it's the worst part of my life.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud. Well, I've got good news for you. If you use promo code ImprovWikiBot at checkout, you can save 69% on caffeine.
Ha!
What a funny number, because of genitals and mouths.
I was posting my upcoming shows that I have the other morning before I made myself a cup of coffee, and I got all of the dates wrong, and I was telling people to come on the wrong day to the wrong place for the wrong show, and then had some coffee, realized what I did, and then went back and fixed it all.
I'm glad you fixed it.
So get coffee.
It's that kind of work that will lead to you getting a Wikipedia page one day.
Do it.
All right, we're back. Just in case you were wondering, if you type in Hubble by itself in Wikipedia, it does redirect to the official page, which is Hubble Space Telescope.
Which I called it that, but I don't think I...
No, you did. You called it that several times.
Specifically declared the official name of it.
No, you don't need to. I'm not saying that you need to.
I'm trying to get as many facts in here.
Hey, I'm looking at that picture, and I was right. It is a...
It's a toilet paper tube wrapped in foil with little solar panels.
With Lego solar panels on the side of it. That's what it looks like. Man, is that an actual photo of it, or is it a rendering?
Is it in space? That looks like a photo.
I think it's a photo.
I mean, yeah.
I think it's a photo. And the lens cap closes, like the little shutter thing that closes looks like a toilet seat.
It does look like a toilet seat. Yeah, but, you know, astronauts were up there to fix it, so they could have snapped a pic.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Sweet.
It launched on one of the shuttles, so, like, astronauts, it wasn't like a satellite thing. Like, humans chucked it into space, basically.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody...
But like we launched
satellites. I didn't think it was naturally occurring.
No, like we launch satellites now without manned crews, like crewed missions.
I'll give you a crewed mission. Well, I'll make another 69.
I tried making a case on Giga's
ASMR John is back.
Rather than saying a manned mission, saying a crewed mission.
Got you. You gonna let me read this or not?
Do
you,
it.
Okay, I gotta tell you, we'll do the precursory scroll here. It's pretty beefy.
That's a beefy article.
It was a beefy article. I'm still scrolling. Oh, man.
I think you passed the Minotaur.
Well, we'll go back. Oh, my God. I'm still scrolling. This is the longest Wikipedia page we have attempted to
Hundreds of citations.
Literally 202 citations and a fucking bibliography. This, again, I mean, ultimately, this is one of the good ones, right? We like to make fun of Wikipedia, but there is a place for it. It can be a good place as a jumping off point when you're trying to learn about things, and this is a great example of that. The Warren G. Harding page, another great example of that. There's legitimate information that you could find on Wikipedia to kind of get you going, and this is one of the good ones. But I'm willing to stake my reputation that there's not a 69 joke on this Wikipedia page, so I guess we win.
Not yet.
Oh, boy. All right. The Hubble Space Telescope is a space telescope that was launched into low Earth orbit in 1990 and remains in operation.
We're close. We said 91.
Yeah. It was not the first space telescope, but it is one of the largest and most versatile and is well known as both a vital research tool and a public relations boon for astronomy.
Yeah, them pics just look good.
Yeah, the HST is named for astronomer Edwin Hubble and is one of NASA's greatest observatories, along with the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory, the Chandra X-ray Observatory, and the Spitzer Space Telescope.
Yeah, Spitzer's a good one, too.
Yeah, I think we all know that.
Doesn't get all that press.
Hubble features a 2.4-meter, that's 7.9-foot mirror, and its four main instruments observe in the ultraviolet, visible, and near-infrared regions of the electromagnetic spectrum. Hubble's orbit outside the distortion of Earth's atmosphere allows it to take extremely high-resolution images with substantially lower background light than ground-based telescopes, like your boy Glenn Tickle said.
Yeah!
But you said it in words I understood. It has recorded some of the most detailed visible light images, allowing a deep view into space. Many Hubble observations have led to breakthroughs in astrophysics, such as determining the rate of expansion of the universe. Because we be like me after a pizza.
Because daddy thick.
HST was built by the United States Space Agency, NASA, with contributions from the European Space Agency.
Thanks, Europe.
And viewers like you. The Space Telescope Science Institute selects Hubble's targets and processes the resulting data, while the Goddard Space Flight Center controls the spacecraft. Space telescopes were proposed as early as 1923. Hubble was funded in the 1970s with the proposed launch of 1983, but the project was beset by technical delays, budget problems, and the Challenger disaster of 1986.
You know what else launched 1983?
What's that?
This guy.
Oh, dang! It was finally launched by the Space Shuttle Discovery in 1990, but its main mirror had been ground incorrectly and created a spherical aberration, compromising the telescope's capabilities. The optics were corrected to their intended quality by a servicing mission in 1993. Like your boy Glenn Tickle told you.
Yeah, I had the date way off on that.
That's all right.
But
Hubble's the only telescope designed to be maintained in space by astronauts. Five space shuttle missions have repaired, upgraded, and replaced systems on the telescope, including all five of the main instruments. The fifth mission was canceled on safety grounds following the Columbia disaster of 2003, but NASA Administrator Michael D. Griffin approved the fifth servicing mission, which was completed in 2009. The telescope is operating as of 2019 and could last as long as 2030 to 2040. Its successor is the James Webb Space Telescope, which is scheduled to be launched in March of 2021, like your boy Glenn Tickle told you. I mean, we just don't have time to read this whole page.
No, I mean,
but that's a great example. That's a great example of, like, I mean, that's a well thought out introduction.
Right.
The table of contents literally goes down as far as 15 sections.
Yeah. There's no way we can win or tie this. I feel good personally about the things that I knew and getting pretty close to dates.
Yeah. I mean, so your main sections are conception, design, and aim. You've got list of Hubble instruments, the flawed mirror, the servicing missions and new instruments, major projects, public use, scientific results, Hubble data, outreach activities, equipment failures, future, and then you've got your C also references, further reading, and external links. I mean, this is
a beefy boy.
This is a very beefy boy. I mean, and this sidebar by itself is... This sidebar is longer than the fucking German chocolate cake page was. And it's all great stuff. I'm sure there are some very dedicated people keeping this accurate and as a great research tool. There's some pretty sweet gifts, but right now what I'm looking for is this gaseous Minotaur photo.
I feel like...
That's a nebula. It looks nothing like a Minotaur, so...
I feel like Bobak Ferdowsi is probably out here.
This looks like fucking... This one looks like some sort of God's hand type thing. One of Hubble's most famous images called the Pillars of Creation shows stars forming. That's dope. That looks like it could be on a t-shirt with a wolf howling at the moon.
Yeah. Or like Thor has to go there to solve a problem.
Yeah. Or like I just ate mushrooms for the first time. wow, there's some very dope ass photos.
Yeah, and it just...
Yeah, it's like 1970s fantasy fiction paperback covers.
Yeah, and a couple years ago, it went back and like retook, like since it's been upgraded, it went back and sort of like played the hits and went back to like, I think Pillars of Creation was one of them and a couple other.
Oh, God damn it, that is a...
That's a Minotaur.
That is a gaseous Minotaur, and we're all going to fucking die. It's a pillar of gas and dust in the Carnia Nebula. It's dubbed the Mystic Mountain, but I know fucking
know
better.
It looks like a Minotaur, right? It's got a big horn.
Yeah, no,
like
that is a gaseous Minotaur that is coming to devour Earth, and we should all plan accordingly. Hug your loved ones tonight. Holy shit. Fuck. This photo was released in 2010, and what that says to me is they've been sitting on it for a while.
Yeah, they knew about the big Minotaur.
Oh, fuck. God,
they just didn't have the heart to tell us.
Man.
Is that the black hole?
No, this is not. This is a false color image that was taken in 2004. I don't know what that means. I'm not smart enough for any of this stuff.
So the way it works is it doesn't like take a photograph like and send it back to Earth.
Sure it's not like a Polaroid?
No. It just like...
There's an arm, mechanical arm that shakes it in space.
Yeah, it shakes it and then it just drops it and it falls slowly to Earth.
Oh, man.
No, so telescope data has to be like processed pretty heavily to get those images.
So they like get like four iPhones and duct tape them together?
Like with that black hole picture, I forget her name, but the woman who like led the project to develop that image was like photographed with...
Oh, yeah, with all the hard drives.
Stack of hard drives of data that... Yeah. Is like petabytes of data to get that picture.
Yeah, and I don't know, call me old-fashioned, but I think petabytes should all be in prison.
You feel good about that one?
Not really.
Oh, you tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's... When that came out, so like when Apple events happen, there's a sense of relief that I don't have the jobs that I used to have where I would have to like... be watching and writing up like as quickly as possible to like
about how they do or don't have
whatever
a fucking
new
button
dumb phone.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh man, I don't usually watch Apple events anymore because I'm like, I don't have to. It feels great. I'll just read the highlights from some other poor schmuck later. But like when big space news happens, it's like, oh, I miss having a reason to like dig into space news.
Well, I mean, we've lost two in a row.
It doesn't feel good, but like I said, I feel good about the facts that I had in there.
Yeah, you were 100% right. Like this was, we just got the
score. I
was
like 90% right. Like we had some dates wrong.
Round up, it's science, but
I knew Edwin. This is how science works at all. Yeah, you just guess, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's how you get mirror problems, but.
So it's 15-14-6 now.
Cutting it close.
Yeah, we can get one next time and extend our lead and maybe feel good about ourselves again for the first time in a while.
This is a rare case of I feel good still after the loss.
Yeah, I mean, it is nice that it's nice knowing that there is still stuff like that out there, and there are people that care and are keeping track of that. Because when you look at the leadership of our country, and so many people are so fucking stupid, and measles coming back, and all this just fucking ridiculous anti-science nonsense that's being perpetrated by like fucking it's just, it blows my mind that somehow it's happening, and like, so it's nice to have a page like that accessible to people that's just they're okay. Maybe I can still hold on to hope that that Keurig machine isn't going to kill me.
It might not. Who knows? I just feel like it's a lot of pressure when it's the topic is a thing I feel like people expect me to know a lot about. And if I don't, if I don't come through.
Well, I mean,
if we ever get to finally do that chess episode, I better like really.
Well, here's the thing. Let me give you some advice, bud. If you just underwhelm everyone you ever meet, they expect nothing from you.
I've spent 36 years doing the opposite. I forget where it was. I got asked. It was a job interview. They're like, "What are two words people would use to describe you?" And I said, "Smart and funny," in that order. And they're like, "Aren't you a comedian?" I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm also a nerd boy who desperately needs people to think he's smart."
Well, it's probably not going to happen after the last 2 weeks of this.
No, podcast. I feel like this podcast is counterproductive to that goal of convincing people I know things.
Or that we're funny.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, do us a favor and like us on Facebook so you can give us suggestions. Those numbers going up will also help us feel better.
It will make us
lives.
Feel good.
Yeah. Rate, review, do all those fun things. But right now, we have business to do. You know what? No. I refuse to talk about a fake fact for this page after that little diatribe I went on. No, this page is perfect. It's science. I'm not going to futz with it just to make a 69 joke. I've already made enough of
them. I was at the launch when they went to fix it in 93.
Oh, okay. That's fake, but harmless.
That's because it might be true. I was at a shuttle launch.
Yeah.
I don't remember what one. And I feel like if I ask my dad, I'm like, "Dad, when we went to NASA, what was the mission launch?" He's just going to laugh. Like, there's no way he remembers. He was like humoring his nerd child.
Right. Well, might be able to do some family research and figure it out.
I could probably, but I feel like asking Bill Tickle is not
going
to be the key to that information.
Well, I mean, he is a primary source.
He is a primary source. Like every year on my birthday, my mother calls me to tell me the story of the morning I was born. And
is that sweet or gross?
It's sweet.
Okay.
She's been doing it since like I left for college. And like when I was a little kid, she would tell me. Like when I was home, but now she calls. And my dad this year texted me, he's like, April 27th, 1983, you were born. That's the story. Like, oh. So that's my dad has like my sense of recollection for details. I was like, I don't know. It happened. You're here, so it must have gone down. My daughter asked me to tell her stories at night, and I asked her what she wants to hear stories about. And because Easter was recently, she's been like, "Tell me the story of my first Easter." I'm like, "I don't know." What are you talking about? You were like 2 months old. We were very tired.
Well, I mean, there's a real good opportunity for you to make some fantastical stories that
she'll
just believe.
Just going to tell her the plot of Die Hard.
Oh, my God. Famously an Easter movie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Thanks for hanging with us. Aaliyah, thanks for giving us... what was the subject we were talking about?
Hubble Space Telescope.
Yeah, I guess thanks for that. I don't know. What
else I like got? It because I knew things. I feel good.
Feeling good is good.
Bye-bye.